welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy answers the question, can I recover damages if I'm injured in a slip and fall accident?
Yeah, I'd be happy to discuss that. I've been a personal injury attorney for over 31 years, and a lot of the cases I get are automobile accident cases, but I also get calls, quite a few calls on slip and fall cases. It could be something like, you know, somebody tripping or slipping and falling at a hotel or a bar or even at a friend's house. But the most common slip and falls I get involve stores, like retail stores, a grocery store, a store at a shopping mall, that sort of thing. And usually it involves a situation where there's a substance on the floor. Either somebody has spilled a drink or something is leaking off one of the shelves onto the floor. A person comes along. You know, when you're going through a store, you're typically not looking down at the floor because you're looking at the merchandise. You're looking at the displays on the shelves. You're looking at clothes. You're looking around and shopping. So you're not looking down at the ground. And if you encounter something that should not be there, oftentimes that can cause you to slip and fall, and it can result in minor injuries, or it can result in very serious back, neck injuries, or even head injuries if you hit your head on the ground. So one thing you need to be aware of in a slip and fall is, especially in Florida, is there are specific laws that apply. Florida statute 768.0755 basically says that if you are hurt in a slip and fall, the only way you can recover is if you prove that the store owner either knew that there was something on the ground or should have known that there was something on the ground. Obviously, if they knew something was there and they didn't clean it up, then they're responsible for that if you fall on it. How do you prove that they should have known? If they didn't, in fact, know, how do you prove that they should have known? The most common way of doing that is by proving how long the condition existed. So let me give you an example. If you're walking down an aisle behind another customer who has a drink in their hand and they spill that drink and you walk and slip on the liquid that's on the floor, then the store owner is probably not responsible for that because they would not have had a chance to find out something was spilled and come in and clean it up. So you would need to prove that the liquid or the substance was on the floor for a long enough period of time that the store should have done something about it. A couple of different ways to prove that, video surveillance from the store. Most stores nowadays have video up and down, you know, they cover all the aisles. Another way to prove that is if another customer saw something on the floor, or if the substance looks like it had some dirt on it, or maybe some other, some track marks of other people walking through it. Those are things that would tend to show that the substance has been on the floor for a significant length of time and that it should have been cleaned up. One of the things that the stores often do in slip and falls is they try to blame the accident on the person who fell. It's called comparative negligence. So that's something that also has to be dealt with. Were you not paying attention to where you were going? Did you not look at the ground at all to see what was in front of you? Did you have on flip-flops or some sort of rubber shoes that may have been more slippery, or high heels or something like that that might have contributed to your fall? So those are things that a lawyer also needs to look out for. One of the most important things you can do if you are injured in a slip and fall and you are physically able to do it, fill out an incident report. I've had many clients who leave a store and want to go back the next day or a week later to complain about it, and they never told the store on the day that it happened. That's a mistake. So if I could tell you, the most important thing is make sure you tell somebody at the store and that you have them fill out an incident report. After that, go get your medical treatment, get taken care of, find out what your injuries are, and then call an experienced personal injury attorney who can investigate the claim and protect your rights.